Setting up the body for easeful sitting, or taking any posture that's conducive to wakeful stillness. As we did last week to end the year, we'll begin this week, beginning the year, with the practice of loving kindness. And as a support for the making of resolutions for the new year, I'll encourage our loving kindness practice or metta practice to be just for ourselves. Traditionally, the foundation of loving kindness practice is to have a strong base of self-love and compassion, joy and balance in the heart as a basis for spreading that love to others and all beings. The basis of making any kind of vow or resolve for our own well-being, for our life, must be an underlying care for ourselves and for the unfolding of our life. And at the heart of the metta practice, if we are using phrases, which I'll use tonight, is the metta phrase invoking strength in body and mind. And particularly strength of mind is, or heart, is this quality that can grow in resolve, in persistence, in healthy determination to overcome difficulties and grow in goodness. So a meditation on metta for oneself as a support for growing in resolve and strengthening one's practice, strengthening one's vows. We bring into the space of the heart the felt sense of myself. You could do this by imagining you're looking at yourself as if in a mirror. Or you can do it somatically through just the felt sense of the posture, the breath moving, the body as an aspect of ourself. You could do it by letting the heart be present with this moment in the story of your life, aware of the long past that precedes this moment and the long unknown future that follows it, and how there's the sense of being myself on a journey through this span of time, through this world. So in one of these ways, through image or bodily sense or a kind of cognitive understanding, we come into the presence of ourself. And if it's easy to do so, just shining the heart's kindness on this one who is sitting right here in your seat, allowing our warmth to swirl around ourselves, to feel warm toward ourselves. If that's difficult to do, if there's conditions in your life right now that make your relationship with yourself more colored by blame or shame or criticism or judgment or fear, it can be good to invite compassion for those aspects, not trying to defeat them or send them away, but understanding that that's part of how the heart tries to make sense of the world. But encouraging the voices of blame and shame, judgment, to step aside or to move back. Allow the voices of compassion, kindness, gentleness, friendliness to come forward. Another pathway to finding the feeling of warmth for oneself is to bring up a sincere thought, something wholesome, good, your desire to deepen on the path, your desire for goodness in the world, something that you care sincerely about. And see the goodness in it. See the goodness in your own heart, mind, your own intentions. Even if you think you fail to accomplish goodness much of the time in the world, just valuing it is itself good. Even just the sincere wish to be well against all odds is a wholesome wish. We can see that and appreciate it. So we bring ourselves to mind through body or image or thought. We give rise to this friendliness. Really, by whatever means we can find it, and set aside voices of judgment and negativity. And keeping the sense of ourself present. I'll say a version of the classical metta phrases, and I'll leave space after for you to repeat the phrase directed toward yourself, or change the words that I use to make them more resonant for you. May I be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. And may I live with ease and well-being. May I be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. As you find variations of the phrases that work for you, you start to repeat them just in rhythm. And it's nice to leave some space in between. And if the mind wanders in that space, you can make the space shorter, let the phrases really have a rhythm that keeps you with them. Staying with the body, the sense of the self, warmth. And the sense that this self-directed love and care, friendliness, this is why we walk the path. Because we care about ourselves suffering, feeling pain and distress in the world. You can bring to the metta phrases the full heartfelt longing that fuels the path. We are here for a reason. And that reason and the fruit of that reason is encapsulated in the phrases. So I'll say the phrases that I use twice more through, and then we'll sit in silence together. May I be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. May I live with ease and well-being. May I be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. May I live with ease and well-being. coming to the close of the meditation, we'll chant the closing homage. If you like, you can bring hands to Anjali, the heart center, honoring the triple gem. Araham Samma Sambuddho Bhagavan, the Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, Buddham Bhagavantam Abhivademi, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo, the teaching so completely explained by him. Dhammang Namassami, I bow to the Dhamma. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho, the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. Sanghaṃ namāmi, I bow to the Sangha.